want to start first by thanking University of South Florida for the privilege of being your guest speaker during Veterans Week this year. It's quite an honor to be invited to a university who has been improving lives of our nation through higher learning, an institution that nearly 58 years later continues to be one of America's most prestigious colleges. It's my honor and pleasure to be here with all of you today as we gather in remembrance and tribute some of our nation's finest and bravest men and women who have put our nation's needs before their own. As a Medal of Honor recipient, a choice is made by the individual to do nothing with it or accept the extra stress, pressure, to do what I believe there's a need for, to share it with as many others as possible. I am able to keep it, but it represents the men and women in uniform who have and are serving in the military, and especially those who paid the ultimate sacrifice. If there are any Gold Star families here today, thank you. Thanks as well to the families of our veterans and our military. They sacrificed so much alongside with us. Some say that it is a heavy metal to wear around one's neck, but for me, it gets lighter the more I share it. Another passion I have is encouraging businesses not to hire our veterans, but to give them a real opportunity for employment in a career. Their skill sets that they bring in addition to those learned in the classroom are those that are not. They're learned in the jungle, in the desert, in the mountains, in the waters, in the dark, in the cold, in the heat, faced with danger, death, and situations and environments unforgiving, there because they care about you and I. They learn repetition, time management, personnel management, accountability of personnel, equipment, and actions, how to develop a decisive decision-making process, teamwork, leadership, mentoring, counseling, motivation, compassion, discipline, equality, reliability, initiative, praise for outstanding work, skillful tact, to be agile, humbleness, perseverance, logistically informed, accounting, legal policies, preparedness, positive can-do attitude, inspiration, determination, loyalty, duty, respect, selfless service, honor, integrity, personal courage, to name just a few things a veteran can bring to a place of their employment in their rucksack. That is all of you that are here as students, as veterans, bring to this school as well. If, or better yet, when you get the opportunity, look up the Ranger Creed, and you'll know what drives a Ranger to be the best. Often I am asked how I had the courage to do what I did. My reply is a word that gives you the ability to do more amazing things than you ever thought possible. We don't use it too much in the military. In the infantry, certainly very seldomly heard in special operations, but we all have it, and that word is love. I looked at the guys next to me as brothers, children, family, and I would have done the same for mine. As a leader, I was also charged with the responsibility to the families of those around me to keep them safe and to do the best of my ability. I didn't get myself off the battlefield that day, nor did I recover alone. The team on the ground, care providers, and those supporting me and my family throughout my recovery are the ones I have to thank. All those years standing in formation, listening to senior officers carry on, taught me this much, which is, no one ever complained that a speech was too short. I am reminded of the lesson of Julius Caesar, who was a great military general, author, and philosopher. He was also known for giving very lengthy speeches, which probably had something to do with how he met his violent end in the Roman Senate. So I'll be brief today, but I hope to share a few thoughts about what I've learned in recent years that I hope you can relate to the challenges you may face in the future. Without a doubt, education is the greatest asset that anyone can obtain. Even more important is what you choose to do with the knowledge you obtain. You may wonder what an Army sergeant, combat veteran, might have to say that relates to college students today. I thought about that and I realized that we share some similarities. We started out on a journey in life to do something that was important to us. We worked hard and had some fun along the way, Then, once you graduate, things don't get any easier. I happened to be in the middle of Ranger School training to join the elite group of soldiers when the attacks of 9/11 took place, which kicked off nearly a decade of deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan. As civilians, you'll be competing in a tough job environment, not only against other American college graduates, but talented young people from around the world. You need to try your hand at a number of different jobs or even professions before you find the right career. That's what people do. There's no straight or obvious path, even for those who think they have it figured out by going to law or medical school. There will always be ups and downs everywhere you go and everything you do. But have faith, keep moving forward. You've been through tough situations before. Just remember how you've overcome obstacles in the past, earlier in life or here at USF. Follow your dreams of what you want to do and make a difference in the world, in that field. I joined the Rangers not because I wanted to war, but because I wanted to be where I could make the most difference to my comrades and to my country. When I was severely injured in Afghanistan, I thought that my dream of being a Ranger was over. I chose not to dwell on the things I could not change, so I thought if I cannot lead troops in a battle and kick down doors, capture bad guys, then I want to do the next best thing. That's take care of the ones who are wounded, ill, or injured, and their families. I didn't recover alone, and I wanted to do all that I could to make it easier on others through the situations I had been through. The greatest reward of my experience receiving the Medal of Honor has been the opportunity to see the positive attitude and determination of some of these men and women who have been severely injured in combat. Sometimes they have had a number of surgeries, lost multiple limbs, or burns over most of their body, yet they found a way to press on. There's J.R. Martinez, another seriously wounded soldier who managed to recover and win season 13 of Dancing with the Stars after being burned over 30% of his body. I have a Ranger buddy who, after losing his leg, went back to Afghanistan 4 times and as a platoon sergeant and led a platoon into battle. Major Smiley was the first blind soldier to stay on active duty and continue to teach and share his knowledge and experience with others. My friend Brendan lost all 4 of his limbs at a young age, and in 2012 underwent an extensive transplant surgery that gave him a new set of arms, and he is doing well and above all the doctor's expectations. They all had passion when the chips seemed to be down, and that is what drove them to give 110% and not fail themselves or others around them. I expect and hope that you will never have to face this kind of violence or trauma in your lives. At some point, you will face what seems like a crushing setback or far too high obstacle. It is at those times when you have the opportunity to stand out and show that you can handle the pressure, responsibility, and take calculated risks and earn the respect of others. The degree you receive here at USF will be a testament that you earned your education. You didn't win it. No one gave it to you. You had to work hard and stick it out while dealing with all the other distractions in your lives. Those of us who have served in the uniform experience this intense satisfaction all the time, which makes the sacrifices and heartbreak worth it. Now, I know this might sound like a sales pitch to those of you that our veterans are thinking of going back, but it's not. It's an opportunity for those of you up for the challenge in life. To be sure, the military needs men and women who are well-educated as the next generation of leaders, people who want to use their knowledge and further their education while serving others by mentoring, leading, and setting the example for others to follow. You will get to experience cohesion of a team that has the greatest pride and honor of defending our lives, liberty, and future. I have served 8 tours, which sounds like a lot, but I'd love to be nowhere else than with my guys right now. We just returned this summer from trip number 17 overseas. They want and they are still making a difference. As the president said at my ceremony, our heroes are all around us. What he meant by that statement is that you do not need to be nationally recognized, rewarded, or even acknowledged to be a hero to somebody, nor do you need to wear a uniform. It could be something as simple as listening to someone's problem or acknowledging them, working to make your community and your country a better place. The fact is, you have the ability to significantly impact others every day around you. As service members, we hope to be good citizens in our communities in which we live after we leave the military, to continue doing what we can to make this country a better place. Despite all the cynicism you hear about Americans being selfish or isolated from the realities of war, I have found that from my travels and meetings that we are a good and generous people, that our freedoms and our way of life are worth fighting for, and our country needs its best and brightest young people at some point in their lives to serve a cause greater than their own self-interest. What I learned while I held a staff position for a year of my service is that ammo didn't just magically show up at the range. The Air Force was not on standby with planes at our for our training. In fact, during training and combat, there was a whole lot of planning, coordinating, forecasting, budgeting, target building, to name a few of the logistical challenges. Missions were only successful because we had a team working together as a well-oiled machine, with each part turning in unison to get the job done. The ones often recognized were the fighters, but everyone was involved. Much like here, I'd like to thank the staff, the professors, the alumni, and everyone involved here at the University of South Florida for providing you with the best, safe, caring, and beautiful campus to help you get where you are headed to achieve your goals. As we prepare as a nation to celebrate Veterans Day less than a week away, we will honor those who have served and are serving. We will pause to recognize 42 million Americans who have put on the uniform of our armed services, those who fought to create our freedom, and those who fight to defend, protect, and preserve it. We reflect on the wars that they fought in and stood guard in between. It is a constant reminder that freedom is not free. It comes with a price, not measured in dollars, but sacrifices of lives, limbs, experiencing traumatic events and sacrifices unmeasurable, many in the cause of freedom. It is in this light that I would like to pause and ask anyone in this audience who has ever served, whether in war or peace, to stand for the recognition that you deserve. Thank you. To our Vietnam veterans, 45 years ago, when you returned home, in too many cases, this country displayed the most despicable behavior that a free society can muster. A good friend of mine, Medal of Honor recipient, Sammy Davis, whose story was the inspiration for the movie Forrest Gump. Upon his return to San Francisco from Vietnam, was hit, smeared with dog waste, spit on, and cursed at. Well, while we can't undo the disgrace 45 years ago to those of you who served in Vietnam, today we say welcome home. Thank you. If you've taken away nothing today, but remember that there is nothing free about freedom. It is a privilege, and very costly privilege, that has come with a very high price since this country was founded. Think about this. We see on the news all the time refugees climbing into crowded, overloaded boats to cross a very dangerous strait of water to get to this state. We see stowaways hiding in the holds of ships, in the wheel wells of airplanes, climbing barbed wire fences just to set foot on American soil. As much as this country can be screwed up from time to time, when have you ever seen the reverse? That's boatloads of refugees trying to leave this country. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen because of freedom. How do we best honor and remember the veterans who sacrifice in service to our nation? I believe it's as simple as never forgetting. Living our lives the way they did and do, striving to do our best every day, having the courage to face adversity, selflessly serving, putting others' needs before our own, and helping those in need, having the integrity and courage to do what's right. Almost 150 years ago, President Lincoln stood before a war-weary nation and stated the most impacting words about veterans. Lincoln spoke of the sacred obligation of our nation. He said, to care for him who shall have borne the battle and for his widow and his orphan. The loss of even one life is a tragedy. It not only affects the immediate family, it affects every single person that that individual ever had contact with throughout their life. That's why it's imperative that we remember them and never forget the ones left behind. Though I left the service a few months ago, I look at the men and women who are continuing to serve and to join our armed forces. I have great admiration that they are doing so of their own free will, wholeheartedly taking an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. They will be what continues to make this nation great and keep it free. So to ask that you honor and remember the fallen, but embrace the living. We all have the opportunity to thank our service members and their families every day. We shouldn't hesitate until they are injured or lost to do so. They've earned it. As a nation marks Veteran Day each year as a day of remembrance, I will mark every day in memory because I have witnessed the courage, valor, loyalty, and honor of many of my brothers and sisters in arms. To the friends and families of our fallen, thank you. Your sacrifice is the greatest. No words can comfort the loss of a loved one. The question across the nation is, should it be Happy Veterans Day? I say absolutely. It is a day that pays special recognition and is a day of thanks for a debt we cannot repay. It is their honored day and a chance for an entire nation to say how proud we are of them. I will close by congratulating each and every one of you by embarking on a journey to better yourself and the others, and I'm sure your families are just as proud as you as well. The greatest pride a parent can feel is knowing that their child will not only be a good person, but contribute to the success of their community and their country. I hope that the remainder of this day for you is filled with happiness, and this week for each and every one of you. Thank you for sharing it with me again. I wish you the great Veterans Day. Thank you for all of your service and having this amazing honor. God bless our fallen and their families. God bless our veterans. God bless our freedom. God bless America. Go Bulls. I don't want you to go too far. That's all.